Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And hey, it's Tuesday of WrestleMania weekend here on this show. And you know what that means? The go-home NXT for Stand and Deliver taking place tonight. We got the lineup for the show. Dynamite tomorrow. Bunch of stuff happening on that show. We'll give you the lineup for that as well. We have the full lineup and match order, at least as of a couple of days ago, for WrestleMania. Match order can always change. I mean, these things happen all the time. But we have what is expected to be the match order for the show. I've also got a big announcement about this weekend. If you want some wrestling coverage, have I got a place for you? We'll tell you about that here today. Yeah, we can talk about CM Punk. And here's what I'm going to do. Here's the text message number, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Start texting me your questions right now. I don't think we need to recap the entire thing. We did it on Wrestling Observer Radio. We talked a lot about it. If you still have questions, if you want anything clarified, then text me, 425-780-7566. 7566, and we'll talk about that interview here today. We have also got AEW cuts, which, you know, there's a lot to this. People make a big deal out of everything, and we'll tell you what's going on, and also what I think is going on. And of course, we've got Clash of the Castle announced, and ratings, if we want to talk about those, and of course, the Go Home Raw for WrestleMania. Took place on Monday night. So a lot to get into here today. Only an hour to do so. So we're going to kick it off after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Couldn't be done. They said it was impossible, but mark my words, I did it with Kohl's. That's right, I got everything I needed for my spring home refresh in one trip. I'm talking Sonoma Goods for Life bedding for 20% off, an Espresso Virtual Plus Deluxe for 30% off, Cuisinart cookware sets for 35% off, and Sonoma Goods for Life decor for 20% off. So if you want to get set for the season and save big, you can do it all at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Espresso and Cuisinart coupons do not apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Hi, this is Quentin.
And this is Brianna.
A little thing we love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips are how satisfying they are. The chicken strips are amazing. They're always filling, tender, and juicy. Definitely one of my favorite things on the menu.
My favorite thing is the last bite. The last bite is nice and juicy, and it's wrapped up in some crispy breading that keeps it nice and tasty. And being able to scoop up my Chick-fil-A sauce with it, it's just like the best part of the meal. It's an undefeated combo.
Order the chicken strips on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Yes, we're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live.
Hi, Brian.
Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Hey, first I want to mention that WrestleMania is this weekend, and my family's going on spring break early. Spring break for the kids is next week, and so my wife and two daughters are leaving Friday morning. I'm going to catch up with them after WrestleMania, and that means I got nothing to do all weekend but watch wrestling. And so Vinny...
Why don't you pick up around there, for God's sake?
Vinny's basically kind of moving in Saturday morning, and we're just going to watch wrestling, brother. If you want some wrestling coverage, have I got the place for you. WrestlingObserver.com, video.f4wonline.com. For sure, we're going to have a members-only Brian and Vinny show Friday and Saturday. I'm sorry, Saturday and Sunday. A members-only Observer Radio with Dave Saturday and Sunday. I may be doing a solo show Friday night. That is my plan. I'm going to probably watch the Arena Mexico main event and maybe Ring of Honor, the pay-per-view. That's Friday, right? Is that Friday?
Yes,
I think it's
it
Friday.
Is.
Yep. And then Saturday, man, what is there? I mean, I think there's a
lot.
I think Bloodsport is actually Friday afternoon. I'm gonna try and watch that. And then let's see, Saturday is that NXT or is that Sunday? Saturday, of course, is WrestleMania, so we'll be talking about that. But anyway, there's a possibility that Vinny and I may do multiple shows over the weekend. I can't promise anything. But, you know, we got a lot to cover. It is going to be a very, very busy weekend. And if you are not a subscriber, well, have I got an idea for you. Sign up, because we're going to be covering all of it this weekend. So that is the lineup. There's going to be a lot.
There is indeed.
Now, we do have the...
What were you talking about? NXT? NXT is on... I believe it's on Sunday morning, is it not?
Is it Sunday morning? All right,
it
well.
It is the 6th. What day is the 6th here?
Yes, yep. Ring of Honor is Friday. We can confirm that. But anyway, I should mention this as well. And that is, we have the lineup for WrestleMania. And let me make this clear, because I mean this in the nicest way possible. People are stupid. This, as of a couple of days ago, was the... match order Okay? Now, Triple H did an interview a couple of days ago and noted that they are all about shifting if need be. And, in fact, they did shift earlier this year when it was going to be The Rock and Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, and they got such a backlash that weekend that they shifted back to what they're doing now, which, by the way, I mean, it's going to be two big WrestleManias with that tag match and then the main event Sunday. So as of a couple of days ago, this was the match order. It could change. If it changes on Sunday, I don't want to hear about it, how we were wrong, because this was the match order. Night one, opener, Rhea Ripley and Becky Lynch. Becky, in fact, has done interviews saying she wants to work the opener, and it looks like she will be the opener on night one. That will be followed by the six-pack ladder match with Judgment Day, DIY, New Day, Awesome Truth, New Catch Republic, and A-Town Down. Third match, Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee versus Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio. That will be followed by Jimmy and Jay. And then it's Jade Cargill, Bianca, and Naomi versus Damage Control. Intercontinental Champion Gunther versus Sami Zayn. And then The Rock and Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. That is the main event of night one. Night two opens up with Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre for the World Heavyweight title. That will be followed by the Philadelphia Street Fight. Lashley and the Street Profits versus the Final Testament. LA Knight versus AJ Styles up third. Logan Paul versus Randy Orton and Kevin Owens fourth. Fifth match on the show, Io Sky versus Bayley. And the main event, obviously, is Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. So night one of WrestleMania is at seven matches. And night two is at six matches. Could be something added, but we also have to presume that in this 3.5 hours or so, we're probably going to have musical performance. We'll have special appearance, Stone Cold Steve Austin, John Cena, whatever they're going to do with those guys. And I think it is safe to say that you can expect the main event both nights to put in a lot of time. I would bet 40, 45 minutes blocked off for both of those matches.
And that's just for the entrances.
Well, that includes probably entrances and the match itself and everything like that. So that is your WrestleMania lineup for the two nights of the show. Tonight is the go-home NXT, and we have got Trick and Carmelo face-to-face. We have got Joaquin Wilde and Cruz del Toro versus Axiom and Nathan Frazier versus Gallows and Anderson. NXT Tag Team Title number one contenders match. Winner gets a shot at Braun and Baron this weekend. Lyra versus Roxanne Perez. I'm sorry, Lyra and Roxanne in Supernova Sessions. That could be something else. Sol Ruka versus Blair Davenport. Fallon Henley versus JC Jane. Oba Femi versus Joe Gacy. Carmen Petrovich versus Lola Vice. And Natalya will be there, by the way, with Carmen. And then, yes, the feud that will never end. Von Wagner and Lexus King.
Oh.
Yes. Tomorrow is Dynamite. Wooster. I really screwed that one up. Samoa Joe and Swerve have their contract signing. The Young Bucks versus the Best Friends. Tag Team Tournament semifinal. Mariah May versus Thunder Rosa in a number one contenders match. Will Ospreay versus Powerhouse Hobbs. Billy Gunn versus Jay White. And Chris Jericho will call out Hook.
So dumb.
And then last night we finished the show, and I just looked at the chat after the show was off the air, and we had just run down all the lineups and everything, and our old buddy Lenny was like, stacked lineup for Rampage. And I was like, it is? What did I even read? And I went back, and it's Malakai Black versus Chris Daniels. That's the only thing we've got. Would not call that a stacked lineup for Rampage.
No.
Love Chris Daniels and everything, but what? That was a rando match. SmackDown this coming Friday. The Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Jey Uso versus Solo Sikoa. Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate versus Grayson Waller and Austin Theory. Zelina Vega and Electra Lopez one-on-one.
Oh, my.
And the KO show with Kevin Owens and Randy Orton.
By the way, it's A-Town Down Under. You got to get that right.
I'm sorry. Super Card of Honor on Friday, Eddie Kingston, Mark Briscoe for the Ring of Honor title. Mark Briscoe doesn't win that, I just quit. There's going to be no
Do
more WrestleMania
right
coverage.
Thing, really.
Athena Riot versus Hikaru Shida for the women's title. Kyle Fletcher versus Lee Johnson for the TV title. Queen Aminata versus Billy Starks for the TV title. It's a tournament final. We need a new belt. Dalton Castle without the boys. They've been fired. Versus Johnny TV in a fight without honor. And it is dishonorable to have fired the boys prior to this Friday. Mina Shirakawa, Micah, and Mae Sarah versus Azumi, Tam Nakano, and Saya Kamatani. Then we got Stand and Deliver, which is Ilya versus Tony D for the NXT title. Lyra versus Roxanne for the women's title. Obafemi versus Dijak and Josh Briggs in a Haas match for the North American title. Braun and Corbin versus the tournament winners. And in the main event, in a match with no stipulations, nothing on the line, it's just a match. Well, that'll be Trick Williams and Carmelo Hayes.
No gimmicks needed, just fists.
Yeah.
They should have put a gimmick on it. You're right.
Well, they mean, they got tonight. I almost swore I was so outraged. But those are the big shows, and there are many, many, many shows over WrestleMania weekend. And in fact, yesterday on the Filthy Tom Lawler show, Filthy Four Daily, Tom and I basically ran down as many shows as we could for this weekend. So if you're a subscriber, you can go up and listen to that at the end of the show. And that's it. When we come back, CM Punk and the rest of the news. Wrestling Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508.
Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also WrestlingObserver.com. If you want to text us questions about that Punk interview, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. And in general, this is what I'm going to say about his interview. First off, an hour and 50 minutes, my God. I watched all of it. And boy, did that keep me up late last night. But the thing I got out of it was CM Punk is, he is a worker. He kept talking about his Booker brain. And he is a classic worker. In the sense that when I watched his interview, there was a lot of stuff that he said that he's telling the truth about. And there were a lot of things that he said that I think he believed were the truth. But it was a classic, classic worker in the sense that you tell enough things that are truthful. And so then when you say something that is not as truthful, people believe you. And there was a fair amount of that in that interview. And that's what I got out of it. I mean, if you listen to it, there's a lot of stuff that he's not wrong about, okay? But at the same time, I couldn't help but notice that literally nothing bad that ever happened to CM Punk was his fault. Nothing. Everything bad that ever happened to him was someone else's fault. And come on, that's not reality, okay? I've had a lot of bad things happen to me, and yes, they are everyone else's fault, but it's an exception right there. I understand CM Punk a lot better than he thinks I do for a lot of reasons, but I watched it, and that's largely what I got out of it. And, I mean, you have any questions? Where do we even begin?
I would love to see some of the questions that you got. I'll just say that, once again, the more this gets talked about, I still continue to feel the same way, which is nobody looked good in any of this. Everybody kind of got what they deserved, whether it be good or bad or a little of both out of it, whether that be CM Punk, whether that be people on the other side, whether that be Jack Perry, whether that be the wrestling media. It is a story that has taken on a life of its own that seemingly now will never go away. And every time it's brought back up, nobody looks good, not the least of which is Tony Khan. So that's my feelings on it. We don't have to go over it.
I'm not going over an hour and 50. I'm not going over an hour and 50 minutes. I mean, if you want, it's on Observer Radio last night. But I will say one thing that kind of ties into this, and I'll go to the questions. So, yes, this does tie into it, I believe, but not in the way people are probably thinking. AEW did a bunch of cuts yesterday, and they released Dasha, Stu Grayson, Jose the Assistant, Jorah Joel, Gravity, Slim J, Parker Boudreaux, also the boys, from Ring of Honor. And Anthony Henry, all released. And, you know, there was a question on the chat, like, you think this was done to kind of take attention? No, not at all. But here's how it ties in. You know, one of the things that, CM Punk said a lot about AEW, and he said a lot about Tony Khan. And one of the things that, whatever you think about CM Punk, and, you know, there are people in AEW that are not fans of CM Punk at all, especially after yesterday. But
they made that clear to him the entire time he was there.
But a lot of people that are not,
everybody else, frankly.
A lot of people that are not fans of CM Punk would agree with him that one of the issues with AEW is Tony wants to be everyone's friend. And he is a nice guy. And that is true. And he does not like to be involved in conflict. And that has caused so many problems. And I bring up the roster cuts because about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, somewhere around there, this from WrestlingObserver.com. AEW has officially announced the hiring of a new chief operating officer in addition to the responsibilities of the role. Kosha Irby, first reported in January 2024, as reported by Fightful, AEW continued to fill roles opened by the departure of other employees, like former Vice President, Chief Marketing Officer Rafael Morphy, and former Chief Marketing Merchandise Officer Dana Massey. Irby is the first named COO in AEW history as the company builds out a C-suite, in addition to new vice presidents like Jennifer Pepperman, who was brought on last month as their VP of Content Development. And by the way, these two names, Jennifer Pepperman and Kosha Irby, both background in WWE. And I was told yesterday that one of the jobs of the COO is to do what happened yesterday. People are going to get released. And, you know, Tony Khan, I don't like to, listen, I want to make it clear. I don't like to see anybody get released. I don't like to see anybody lose their job. But there are so many people under contract with AEW. I had absolutely no idea that Slim J, and you know, some of these people were working, you know, for Ring of Honor or whatever. But I saw some of these names. I was like, Parker Boudreau is still under contract? That guy hasn't been used. Like, it's like the Lanny Poffo deal in WCW. He was signed for like 3 years, never appeared on TV. And, you know, there's too many people. And what Tony needs is a bad cop. I hate to use the name John Laurinaitis because whatever, but that was John Laurinaitis' job. That was Jim Ross's job. Vince always had a bad cop.
You need
cop.
A vice president of player personnel.
You have, you need somebody who's going to say you're fired. And then people go, man, Tony loved me, but that damn Kosha Irby, if it weren't for him, you know, it was that same thing happened in WWE. And that's what happened. And that was one of CM Punk's complaints that I have heard voiced from so many people. And, you know, the we've talked about it a million times, but the whole deal that actually led to the departure of CM Punk, the whole situation with Jungle Boy and the car and All In and the Collision show, you know, Punk gave his side of the story. And of course, it's going to be his side of the story. But the crux of the issue that I brought up multiple times, and this is also one of the things that kind of bothered me about Punk's interviews, is he's trying to be honest here. So when the whole thing with Jungle Boy went down, the whole Collision story, CM Punk at the time, believed that what Jungle Boy was trying to do with the car and the glass and everything was find a way to not have to go to work, okay? Get hurt, get scratched up, get cut up, whatever. And when I asked people about what happened in AEW, their response was, of all the people in the company to claim is trying to find a way to not go to work, you chose the guy who did more matches and worked more shows than anybody. If you want to say that somebody's trying to avoid going to work, like there's plenty of people, but you cannot say that about Jungle Boy.
But Brian,
hold on.
Go ahead.
Jungle Boy, CM Punk in the interview yesterday goes, I didn't know that he had a vacation planned. Fine, I believe you. You didn't know at the time that he had a vacation planned. But the fact is, he did have a vacation planned. And as he's doing the interview with Ariel, he's still acting like he thinks that Jack was doing all of this to try to avoid going to work. Even though you've now admitted that you know that he was doing it because he had a vacation planned. So here's the deal. Jungle Boy was told to rent a car. Punk said, I don't want to beat up a rental car. Fine, whatever, okay? Like, you know, It's happened before, whatever. But Punk says, I don't want a rental car being destroyed. And then Jungle Boy got in an argument with Tony Schiavone or whoever. Punk had the whole nine yards. Okay, where was Tony Khan?
Yeah.
I don't care what Jungle Boy wanted to do. I don't even care what the doctor said he should or should not do, or Tony Schiavone, or CM Punk. Where was Tony Khan?
Boy, this gets said a lot.
This is one example. This has happened over and over and over again when there are issues. Where is Tony Khan? The answer is, Tony Khan, I don't know where he was, but what I do know is he was trying to avoid conflict. And it was the same thing when Jungle Boy set his deal at Wembley. And CM Punk says, I went up to Tony Khan and I said, do something about this. And Tony Khan's response was, well, what do you want me to do? Okay? Now, whatever you want to say about CM Punk's, you know, I'm being honest, this is my thoughts, whatever. I mean, okay, fine. Tony Khan doesn't want to be involved with conflict. That doesn't mean that you need to take advantage of that. And that is one of the issues with AEW, and that is that Tony is a nice guy. He doesn't want to be involved in conflict. And some people take advantage of that. And we'll get to that after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey there, fellow travelers, it's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, I see a few people bring up, yeah, Tony wasn't a good boss. Well, hold on a second. What do you mean by not a good boss? There's a lot of people that work for AEW that think he's a great boss because he's a really nice guy and he tries to go out of his way to make life great for the people that works for him. However, this is the point, and I've had people there bring this exact thing up to me. Because Tony is such a nice guy, and he wants to just be nice to everybody, what happens is it brings out the worst in everybody. And if you look at certain people, I won't mention any names, that have had issues here or there in wrestling, well, what happens when they go to AEW? Those issues are amplified because they're taking advantage of the fact that he's a nice guy. Now, CM Punk talked about his side of the story with Hangman Page. Talked about his side of the story with Jack Perry. I'm sure in his mind, he believes that he was wronged in both of these situations. However, this is actually what he said. When the issue happened with Hangman Page, and he said that he and Hangman had agreed on a bunch of things to talk about, and Hangman went out there, and he didn't just talk about workers' rights, but he said everything, nothing Hangman said, he claimed, had been agreed upon beforehand. And so everything that he was going to say, he couldn't just say because it wouldn't make any sense based on what Hangman said. He said he couldn't even hear Hangman, so he had to try and listen to do their back and forth. And he said that he was a professional because he did not double leg and kill Hangman. That's what he said. He was a professional because he did not double leg him and kill him. In the Jack Perry situation, Jack Perry said something that he didn't like. CM Punk said, I was a professional. I didn't hit him. I only choked him a little bit. That's what he said. Now, there were multiple witnesses to that, and none of the witnesses said there was a choke. They said it was more like a front face lock type deal. But the point is, whatever it was, it doesn't matter.
So he guillotined him.
He said...
Why don't you just say that, okay?
No, they didn't even say guillotine. They said it was like a front headlock type deal.
No,
it doesn't matter. The point is, his line was, I was a professional. I didn't hit him. I only choked him a little bit. Bro, if you have problems with the way things are being run, do we have to always go to a 10?
Did he also not say that?
Do we have to escalate it all the way to 10?
Hold on. In this, let's take this particular case. In this case, this is what he said. This does not seem to be contradicted anywhere. I could be wrong. You tell me if my memory is not here. But Jungle Boy came up to him and said, well, do something about it, and got close to him. I'm sure Punk did not mind. Well,
actually, Mike,
close
this
to
has
him.
Been, this has been,
okay.
Because...
Now, from what side here? Because, again, we have two sides.
I'll tell you what
can't
side.
Even agree what happened as far as these guys getting together physically.
There was security camera footage of the incident, and they had a group of people looking at it, including Bryan Danielson, who is a friend of CM Punk. And Bryan Danielson saw it, and his recommendation was, guy's got to be fired.
That does not explain that, Brian. Punk did put his hands on Perry, but again, if Perry's coming to him and saying, you know, all right, what's up? You know, if you want to go, you want to make a move, do it. Okay, and Punk put his hands on him. That's why he was fired. That's how I took that. Doesn't mean that conflict wasn't exactly the way that he said that it was.
Well, there were multiple witnesses who did not see it exactly the way that CM Punk did. And, you know, he mentioned...
You know, that's the problem with all of this. It's a lack of institutional control. And maybe that's changing with the people that are there, but that's what this is. And that's what it's been. It's been a lack of structure. You skipped over when it came to a lot of that story with Jack Perry about the fact that this is what Punk is claiming. Tony Schiavone came up to him, who is a producer who has had a long time in this business and has done a lot, came up to Punk to ask him to intervene after Perry had not only, this is what Punk says now, cursed out Schiavone, cursed out one of the producers, cursed out several people, including the doctor, about it. Tony Khan is there. So then they come instead to Tony Khan to CM Punk because it's his show. He's got control of that show. Okay. So then he says it. Like, again, who told him to get the car? Who told him to get a rental instead of getting a wreck if this was going to be something they were going to do? It's like, this guy's got a show going on, has no idea what's taking place because nobody knows. The left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. How can you function this way? And this has been a common theme throughout this promotion. And Tony Khan is a nice guy. He seems to be a great guy. But this, all of this goes back to one person. And there are no clean hands on both sides of these things, no matter how much everybody wants to say it was the other side, or that wasn't the story, or I heard this. It is such a joke. It's an absolute joke.
So let's do a couple of these text messages here, because there's a lot of them. If I could find the right button right here. Hey, listen, give me some time, brother. All right, let's see.
Are you going to be okay while she's gone? Yeah. Do you know where everything is in that
house? All right, this person here, and this is a great question that I don't have an answer for, and it's another one of those things in the interview. He says, what's Punk's play by trying to insinuate his tricep injury happened in the backstage brawl and not the match? Pretty easily verified it happened during the match. He even looks at the injury and compares it to his good arm during the scrum. Just seems very petty at best. He didn't flat out say that the injury happened during the brawl and not the match. But he was asked, like, did that happen during the brawl? And he just goes. And the fact of the matter is, it happened during the match. I mean, it happened during the match.
Could have been made worse during the brawl. Sure,
it's possible it was made worse during the brawl. But, I mean, he, you know, talked to the referee during the match. You can see, like, all of this. He was there at the scrum. He was looking at his arm. He was hurting. I mean, I don't know why he's trying to insinuate that it happened during the brawl. But it didn't. So, I don't know. I can't answer that question for you. Any word on reaction for people inside AEW? Well, I mean, just disappointed. I mean, he painted AEW as not a business, a clown show, an idiot running it, not making money. I mean, and the feeling there is you realize that everything was like on a great ascent until he showed up, and everything was great with Punk for a while, but look at it now. Look at the decline after Brawl Out and everything that happened there. And all of the issues that happened when he came back. And, I mean, you know, the whole idea that he was at that scrum, the famous scrum, where I would just like to note that the scrum began with him calling out Nick Houseman for being friends with Colt Cabana because he'd heard something, which ended up being wrong. And then, I didn't even know this till yesterday. Somebody on the board actually went back and listened and everything. Punk came after me. He was angry that I had said that it was unprofessional for him to, I don't even remember what it was, say something about a Hangman, and he was all angry about that. And, you know, when he brought it up, I was like, what are you talking about, dude? Like, what are you talking about? You either didn't listen or you got a clip sent to you out of context, which happens to me all the time. And then someone actually went back, and guess what? The person who actually made a comment about Punk being unprofessional was actually Vinny! I never even said anything! So, that was another one. He was very angry about something that he'd heard secondhand, or whatever, and he got really angry about it. And then, you know, he goes on and on about the whole Colt Cabana thing, which I've talked about 1,000 times. I never heard anything from the Young Bucks about the Colt Cabana story. Nothing. And, you know, the funny thing was, And I still don't have an answer to this question, okay? By the time everybody outside of AEW was discussing this, okay, everybody in AEW had heard this. Everybody. There was not, I could bet you there wasn't one person in AEW who hadn't heard the story about CM Punk and Colt Cabana and everything involving that, okay? By the time a word was breathed about it on any shows, everybody in AEW knew about this. Why was CM Punk so insistent? Here's my question. I just got one question. Why was CM Punk so insistent that it must have been the EVPs that told Dave and I, when everybody there knew that story? Everybody there was talking about it. Why did he presume it must have been them?
Well, what is the story for those people who don't know specifically when it comes to that case?
Well, what it was, and this was exactly how I reported. I never said it happened. I said the reason that people are upset in AEW is they believe that when CM Punk showed up, Colt Cabana ended up being fired, and then the Young Bucks got him rehired in Ring of Honor. That was the story. Everybody in AEW heard the story. Everybody in AEW was talking about the story. Most everybody believed the story. I can't say everybody, but everybody had heard that before it was ever mentioned on anybody's podcast. But Punk, for whatever reason, presumed it must have been the Young Bucks that told Dave and I. I'll do exactly what Punk did on the show. But anyway, the question was like, what?
Cabana fired.
The question was, what's the internal? What's your question?
Was Colt Cabana fired? Was Colt Cabana reassigned? At some point, like, where did that energy come from and build to a point where Hangman did that on national TV? That still is a question that lingers out there. Because Punk is saying unequivocally he did not try to get him fired and was not fired, but that feeling was there. Is it possible that that feeling just kept manifesting itself into the point
well,
where
the
people
issue
worked
was,
themselves into a tizzy about
the
it?
Issue was everybody was talking about it, and the locker room was very much divided, and Tony Khan should have, forget whatever you said publicly, he should have called a meeting with the locker room and told them whether it happened or not.
Bingo, and it goes back to Tony Khan because if you're bringing in CM Punk and you feel as though he can't work with Cabana, so you're now going to move Cabana over here, like, have enough balls and enough manhood to come up and say, I made this decision for this reason because I believe he can make us bank, do TV ratings, whatever it is. That never happened, and then we get this stuff where people get gassed up in their own heads, start bitching to each other, then start feeding stuff out there. Both sides of it do, and we end up with stuff like this, where we talk about AEW and everything that happens outside of the ring when we shouldn't be talking about what goes in the ring. And that's been multiple times, whether it be MJF trying to do his work and all that nonsense, any of this stuff. It's, again, yeah, hopefully with this new structure, it is fixed, but it goes back every time to one guy. One guy.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I can't believe I spent a whole day on CM Punk and I didn't get to talk about how awesome Ricochet and Ivar was on Raw last night. They stole the show and they had their WrestleMania. It was awesome.
I know how to make you feel better.
And the main event, Rockin' Roman Reigns whipping.
Rockin' Roman Reigns.
They whipped Cody and Seth like dogs. That's what they did.
Don't do that to your dog. And, now, if you got a redheaded stepchild, that's okay, but leave the dogs alone.
I mean, crying out loud. Crying out loud.
That's what Cody was doing. Oh, and man. Seth.
They took a beating.
Yeah, they did. I can make you feel better, though, boss.
Well, how's that?
Because coming up here in a little bit, 4:30 p.m. Eastern time, Big E is hosting it. It's on Peacock. It is a Philadelphia cheesesteak and pizza eating contest between Omos and Otis.
Oh, my God. And who is the referee?
Big E.
You want to talk about meat madness. It's coming up in a half hour, everybody.
I hope nobody's putting money on Omos. I know you think big guy like that, he's got to eat. I'm sure he eats a lot, but I got to go with Otis.
Brother, let me tell you. I used to go to Skipper's All You Can Eat when I was a kid. I out-ate everybody, including my friend Chris Johansson, who was so tall that his nickname in the YWF, his gimmick name was Redwood. He was like 6'7", flaming red hair, and we called him Redwood. I out-ate that guy like nobody's business. So ain't no way Omos is beating Otis in this eating contest. You kidding me? Anyway, we're out of here. Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. Punk, if you're listening, leave me alone. Wasn't that his argument at the end? I don't care what you believe. Just leave me alone. No more Instagram stories. I got things to do, brother. Including the Brian and Vinny and Granny and Craig and Sean show tonight. That'll be fun. But we're out of here. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.